Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kevin Rincon, and here are today's top local stories. Two teenage girls were sexually assaulted in the city, and police tell us they have made an arrest. We get more on this story with our Glenn Shuck.
27-year-old Aaron Jafour, arrested by SVU, charged with sexual assault of these two girls, 14 and 13 years old. Now, sources are telling 1010 Winds that at the time of these allegations, Jafour was a counselor with the Police Athletic League. This was 2017 through 2018, and the girls, now young women, coming forward. And Jafour again charged with multiple cases of sexual assault. Now, the NYPD is asking anybody else who may have been a victim of Jafour the time he was this counselor to come forward, contact Crime Stoppers confidentially or the NYPD Sex Crimes Hotline. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, here in Queens.
In Queens, an MTA worker was slashed on both hands after an argument at a subway station. Happened at the Jamaica 179th Street stop at around 4 this morning. The suspect had just gotten off a southbound F train. It's not clear what the argument was over. The worker was taken to the hospital. He's said to be in stable condition. Cops are now looking for that attacker. A guy was followed home in Mott Haven by a group of men, then stabbed in the eye, according to cops. They say the 44-year-old victim was about to get into his apartment on East 138th Street and Cypress Avenue when he noticed he was being followed. So he turned around. He walked out with those suspects. When he got outside, they got physical. The victim was eventually stabbed with some sharp object. It's not clear what he was stabbed with. The group ran off. Happened back on July 10th at about 6:30 at night. There are now surveillance photos of the suspects, and anyone with information has to call Crime Stoppers. The Saudi government has long been accused of having some involvement in the 9/11 terror attacks. It'll try and get a lawsuit against the kingdom tossed in court today. The government will. If it's not tossed, evidence in the case could soon be exposed.
Many September 11th families have long believed that the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia backed and supported the Al-Qaeda hijackers who killed nearly 3,000 people 23 years ago. It's a critical day in federal court for their lawsuit. The Saudis want it dismissed. The families say a newly discovered video shows a Saudi intelligence agent surveying the U.S. Capitol in 1999. Brett Eagleson lost his father on September 11th.
This is a monumental day for us, and we hope that the nation joins in our pursuit for justice, accountability, and transparency.
The Saudis maintain the government gave no orders to help the hijackers. Sean Adams, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Lower Manhattan.
Another major milestone in the fight against illegal pot shops. Mayor Adams says over 800 illegal shops have been shut down since the start of his Operation Padlock to Protect. The mayor says these illicit shops are a major problem because they fuel other types of crime.
When you understand the scope of this problem and how it became a feeder for many of the criminal behaviors that we were seeing, because they were a cash-only business, so we saw the robberies, we saw the shootings, We saw just the erosion of quality of life.
On top of the padlock shops in the city, statewide officials say they have closed an additional 230 illegal stores, bringing the total across New York to over 1,000. Well, in recent months, many rideshare drivers have raised concerns about being unfairly locked out of apps, making it hard to earn decent wages. Today, Mayor Adams announced an agreement with Uber and Lyft. The mayor says it'll drastically reduce those lockouts. Under the agreement, the companies say they will begin phasing out access restrictions for drivers. But rideshare workers are pushing back. The head of the Taxi Workers Alliance calls the agreement not a compromise, but a corporate giveaway. Says it won't solve the immediate problem drivers are facing. And there's no compensation for the income drivers already lost because of lockouts. They say drivers are prepared to strike if those issues are not resolved.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.